you can always tell ambitious women by looking at the shape of their heads. They're flat on top from being patted patronisingly. And I'm sick of it. I was an unaccompanied child refugee who came to this country on the Kinder transport in 1939. I was 5 years old, and it was indeed a very traumatic 2.5 day journey across Europe, and it has driven my whole life. That's who I am. And even 75 years later, I still feel that need to justify my survival. Going into business was really not a natural for me. I'm really much more interested in public service. But I'd come across the glass ceiling in a very good employer. It said, I'm sick of being patronized as a Jew, patronized as a woman. I'm going to do my own thing. I suddenly had this idea that I could set up a company that was a company of women, a company for women, selling software, which at that time was given away free with the hardware, so everybody laughed. You can't sell software, and certainly not as a woman. I had such difficulty with this double feminine name of Stephanie Shirley, Shirley being my marital name. My dear husband suggested that I use the family nickname of Steve, and so I started signing my letters as Steve Shirley, and I began to get some response, and I'd be through that door and shaking hands with somebody before they realized that he was a she. Women's careers are often linked with our child rearing. Our only child, Giles, was a lovely baby, and I know every mother says that. But then, at 2.5 years old, he lost the little speech that he had and turned into a wild, unmanageable toddler. The bombshell diagnosis was that he was profoundly autistic, and he never spoke again. So that tragedy really drove the second part of my life, and why I now work in autism, not computing. I've funded a whole lot of medical research into the causes of autism. I can talk with other parents about autism because I have been through the hell that they're going through. I like to do new things. I'm a starter of things. I like to make new things happen. The more successful an organization or a project, the less I become interested in, the less I have to contribute. So I'm an entrepreneur. My name is Dame Stephanie Shirley, and this is my brief but spectacular take on making things happen.